Make a chart like this. A 4x3 chart. 4x3. Huh? Just a chaz over the Gemara from before. I don't know what this one. The one I wrote. I didn't see that one. I don't know. You want to know if they made? You want to know if they were mechaben to me? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be different. I'm not sure. Might be more basic. There's four categories. A 4x3 chart. Mine happens to be 4 this side, 3 that side, but it doesn't matter which way you make the 4, which make the 3 so much. There's Ste Achuza. That's one. There's Ebed Ivri Nimka Lagoy.
Are you on the up or down?
I'm saying it doesn't matter which way you want to do it. I happen to put them all here. But if you put them all on top, it would be the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? It's different. Okay. It's Ste Achuza. There's Eved Ibri Nimka Lagoy. There's Bayis Ore Choyma. And then there's Maktish. Or let's say Maktish Ste Achuza. The first Ste Achuza was Moichas Ste Achuza. I wasn't specific. The first one's Moichas Ste Achuza. Then Eved Ibri Nimka Lagoy. Then Bayis Ore Choyma. Then Maktish Ste Achuza. Those are the four headings. You could do them horizontally or vertically. It doesn't matter as long as you put under each one the following. By Meichas Techuza. Huh? You messed it up? Oh, it's beautiful. What's wrong? Oh. Is it just a chazorah? Complicated Gemaras, huh? Complicated Gemaras. May. Okay. So Meichas Ste Achuza. So under Meichas Ste Achuza or next to Meichas Ste Achuza, whichever one, you write Ein Nigel Lechatzoyin in the first column or row, whatever. Ein Nigel Lechatzoyin. That's a column of what's the din. And the next column is how do you know the din? And in that column you write Kidei Gulasoy. So it doesn't matter if you're doing it up, down, or right to left, but there's Meichas Ste Achuza. Column one, that's the thing we're talking about. Ein Nigel Lechatzoyin is the din. Let me see what you did over there. Very good, Tzvi. Show the class your work. Exactly. You understand what's happening over here? Next one. Eved Ivri Nimka Lagoy. And then you have Eved Ivri Nimka Lagoy. That's also Ein Nigel Lechatzoyin. It's also Ein Nigel Lechatzoyin. And for that, the where we know it from is because it says nigal kuloi veloy chetziv. Unless you're like a baye who happens to, but the initial teretz of the Gemara was that and a nigal kuloi veloy chetziv.
What was the mochas teruza?
In a kidei gulasai. Then you have bayis bari chayma bayis. Bias or oh, sorry. Take a pen. You don't like using a pen?
No, it doesn't matter.
As long as okay. Bias or now, on that, the middle column is actually a machlekes. Rab Shimon, nigel lechatzoyin. Rabbanon, ein nigel lechatzoyin. Now, for Rab Shimon, you have the reason. Hoyel v'hura koichoy, etc. Hoyel v'hura koichoy, etc. That's the reason for Rav Shimon, right? If you remember, that since he was weak on this end, he has to be strong on this end. Hoyel v'hura koichoy. And for the Rabbanan Ein Nigel, that's because Loy darshu time dekra. They don't care what the reasoning is. They just go by whatever the pasuk says, and we don't have a pasuk. Loy darshu time dekra. That's the reason for the rabbanon. There's a yeah, and then the last thing is makdish dechuzum. And the din by makdish dechuzum is that it is nigel lechatzoyin. And the way we know it is from the pasuk im go'el yigo'el, im go'el yigo'el. That is the synopsis of Chof Amidbeis. Before we get to the next part, yeah. Let's finish the Gemara and then get back to the Toisus. What? Good idea. Good chart. Good. They probably threw more things in over there, but this is the basic chart.
No, they don't even have on it.
They don't have on this on these Nakotas, they didn't make a chart. Okay. Okay. On the next part. Okay. On the next part.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the more. My chart is just the more base, more basic. Now, what Toitz is focusing in on is how is this machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. But let's leave out now the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon and just focus on what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, the bottom of Chof Amidbeis, the Braisa is using Moicher Bais Babatei Orechoyma to prove what would be the din by Makdash Techuzah. That's what the Braisa said. The Braisa is looking to understand in Svara. What should be the din by Makdish Techuzah if without the pasuk, without go you go? So the Braisa says, Lechoira. So what's the order of the logic of the Braisa? It says Lechoira, you have Moicher Techuzah, which is not Nigel Lechatzoyin, and yet it comes back to the Baal HaMinyan Yovel. I'm picking out the Braisa now. Moicher is the Echuzah, which is on our chart. The top one on our chart is not Nigel Chatzon. And yet it comes back to the Baal HaMinyan Yovel. So Makdish the Echuzah, that does not come back to the Baal HaMinyan Yovel. So it's weaker. Kavar Chaymet, it also should not be Nigel Chatzon. That's the Braisa wanted to say. On that, the Braisa asks, what do you mean? Maybe you cannot bring a Raya from Moichers Techuzah to Makdash Techuzah. Why not? Because Moichers Techuzah, you cannot be Goyal right away. You have to wait 2 years. Only after 2 years could you be Goyal. But Makdash Techuzah, you're allowed to be Goyal right away. So maybe Makdash Techuzah has a mile more than Moichers Techuzah. So even though Moichers Techuzah is a Nigel Chatzon, maybe Makdash Techuzah should be a Nigel Chatzon. And that the Braisa says no. Because I see from Bais Arichoyma, where also you have a koyach to be goyled right away. So it has that maila in it of being goyled right away, like Makdash Techuzah. And Afal Pichain is Ein Nigel Lechatzon. Because it's the Rabbanon Shita. Ein Nigel Lechatzon. The price is the Rabbanon Shita. Makdash Bais Bate Arichoyma is Ein Nigel Lechatzon. So therefore, we should say by Makdish Techuz also, it's Ein Nigel Lechatzon, and therefore that explains to us why I need a special pasuk by Makdish Techuz of Im Goel Yigoel to teach me that you could be Nigel Lechatzon. That's the order of the Braisa. So on that Braisa we have a kasha. Amale Rav Acha Bered the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Ikel Mifrach. How can you use Moicher Bais Babatei Orechoyma in this price? Ikel Mifrach. Mal Moicher Bais Babatei Orechoyma Shechein Hura Koichel Yigoel LoOilam. A Moicher Bais Babatei Orechoyma also has a weakness. Hura Koichel Yigoel LoOilam. What does that mean? From Shana b'shana ve'elich, once 1 year finishes, by bayis ori choymo, even though it's true what the Braisa said, that you're allowed to be goyalit right away, but there's a cap until when can you be goyalit? After 1 year, by bayis ori choymo, after 1 year, you can't be goyalit anymore. So that's a weakness. Matnish te'achuzo, I can be goyalit until the yovel. Once the yovel comes, I lose it forever, it goes to the Kohanim. But I have much more time to be goyalit. So how can you bring a raya that a bias but the Arichayim has a weakness that it's a negel ratzon? So to Makdish should also be a negel ratzon. What do you mean? Makdish has a mailot over bias Arichayim. That's Gemara's kash.
Everything has got a certain strength.
Well, that's
because
what
because you've
mitzvah
pesach on one strength or something.
That's what we're saying. But that's what we're saying. You can't use it. That's right.
We even said it.
That's the kasha. Huh? No, that's the kasha. We're talking about koyach to be goyal.
That's way back yet.
No.
No, I already said back here when we were learning.
The bright side?
So is a strength that there is in something. We've seen this a million times. Like, so what? Like, Yibum, this, that, these cover from us. So there's a certain strength. But it's got other weaknesses.
Okay, but
weaker than this. So
the only time we had this.
Thing that you're comparing it to. It's like,
all the only time we had this is in the bright side. So we're asking on the bright side. Before the Braisa, we'll be talking about Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's totally different. Reb Shimon works with Svaras.
But
in the Braisa itself, so that's what we're asking. We're asking on the Braisa. That's what we're asking. This is the Kasha, yeah. Good. Atzan Moichet, at least in this Suga. Other Sugas, leave out for now. Yeah, that's his Kasha. Time of Bamik Makdish, drop a quickly go. Are you the Mike it until the Yoivel? So you're right. The pshat of the price is that it's a matzad. It's the two things working together. What does it mean? Because you'll say, "Tasty the matzad." Now, because if you ask a kasha, how can you bring a raya and buy a sari choymo? Haray, buy a sari choymo. After a year is finished, you can't be going it out anymore. So I'll say, okay. So I'll go back to moiches de'achuzo. Moiches de'achuzo. Yochiach, that will prove it to me. Because that I can be goyal also until the yovel, and yet ein loyvel goyal gelachatzon. So I'll bring a raya from Moichas Teichuza that you can't be goyal lechatzon. But that will ask a kasha, which is what the Braisa asks. Mal Moichas Teichuza shechen huwa koichel digol miyad. Moichas Teichuza also has a weakness that you can't be goyal right away. So I'll say Moichas Bais Bader Yochaim Yochiach, and then he'll ask on that. But you can't be goyal forever. Because we're in, we've seen this before. Loiri zekri zeh, meaning both bayis parichoyma and moiches dechuzo have a mile in the chisorin. So what's the tzara shove? A tzara shove shabanch in Golan, the in loiva begoil lechatzon. The tzara shove is they're both cases of gula, and they both, you see, by both of them, the loch is that you cannot be goil lechatzon. So after, and so by both, so if it's by both, it can't be because of a specific weakness that each one has, because you see it's by both. So must be that the general principle is ein goyel lechatzon. Afen yavi makdash negav ein loyv avgoy lechatzon. So I'll learn it to makdash also that since that's also a case of gula, the din should be ein goyel lechatzon, if not for the pasuk. So that would be very nice, unless you have a kasha on the tzadashov itself, right? That's we. There's a shared weakness in both parts of this tzadashava that both by is parichoyma and by moiches dechuso. You cannot be goyled in the second year. Why? So you can't apply it to the din to the makdash. You can be goyal in the second year.
That's a little bit weird. You can't with the barikoma. You can't be goyal once the first year is gone ever. So you're saying if I'm focusing on the second year, so yeah, okay, the second year is already after the first year, so you can't. The other one you can goyal only from after the second year. So the second
correct. Year correct. What's the tzara shava though? What's the tzara shava though? During year two, you cannot be goyal either one of them.
That's very weird.
And by Matnish Lechuz, you can?
Completely different reasoning. I'm Mash.
It's one's an ending point and one's a starting point.
What is this?
But they have an overlap, which Matnish Lechuz doesn't have. They have an overlap, which Matnish Lechuz. Yeah, it's.
very.
I know what you mean. It's a funny thing, but it's true. They have a week. They have a shared weakness that Makdash Techuza doesn't have. Shana Shnia. So Mamela, we're asking Akasha, how could the Brisa bring a ride from these things? So Amalev Ravina Mishum Deklamemar Eved Ivri and Nimker Loivik and Chovin Yochiach. So the Teretz is that we have another raya from the Eved Ivri case. The Eved Ivri also is on our list. It's Ein Negula Chatzon, and the Eved Ivri could be goyel in the Shana Shnia. There's nothing wrong with being goyel in the Shana Shnia. And Avavi, it's Ein Negula Chatzon. So Eved Ivri shows you that Shana Shnia is not the weak. Is not the reason for the weakness. The Brisa didn't speak out that part because it's understood that. If you'll ask, maybe the weakness is Shana Shnia, the answer is evidently is the Raya that's not what caused the weakness. But the Brisa wasn't Mechut to necessarily speak out that part. The Brisa spoke out the Etzim Sadashov. But if you want to know, maybe the only reason it's not Nigel Lechatzon is because we see as weakness in the second year. You see, even evidently that's not true, because there's no weakness in the second year, and Avabikin is Ein Nigel Lechatzon. Ad Kan Divriya Gemara. No, not so bad.
Well,
very nice. This is the chart that they made, the Shakta Mataria.
Yeah,
very good. That was the first one. No, but this is the one we just said now, though. This is the one we just said now, isn't it? Okay, I'm not sure.
That
I didn't see it. I didn't look at it well.
Good charts.
Everything they say is right. It's very hard to ever catch them on a mistake. Very hard. It's mamish like.
But if you do get $10.
Is that true? Okay, I'll look harder now. Okay? Yeah? Okay, now, I want to go back now and understand Tosfos a little bit. All this discussion was a discussion in the Brisa itself. But how did this Brisa get brought in the first place? The Brisa got brought in the first place because we had a kasha on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the one who said that Moicher Bayis Bebotei Arichoyma is Yeh Negel Chatzon. How did he know that? How did Reb Shimon know that? He applied the logic that if Makdash Te'achuz is Negel Chatzon, then for the same Svara, Bayis Bebotei Arichoyma should be Negel Chatzon. Because he understood that the reason Makdash Te'achuz is Negel Chatzon is because once the Yovel comes, you're going to lose it forever. So he said, if that, and that, therefore we give you an easier opportunity to be goyled. So he said, if that's the svara, Bayis Bater Chaim is the same svara.
Go 1 year.
Right. Exactly. Once the year is up, it's gone. Once the year is up, it's gone. So how much more so about that? The same svar should apply. Even more so, the same svar should apply that you could be nigel lechatzon. And now we had a kasha because the Brisa is saying explicitly not that way. The Brisa, which we were just discussing, is clearly saying that we wanted to prove from bayis b'bati orichoyma that just like over there it's ein nigel lechatzon, so to makdash derechuzer should be ein nigel lechatzon. That means the Brisa is calling it ein nigel lechatzon. So Gemara answered, no, that's Rabbanan, that's Reb Shimon. Time of the Quran, not time of the Quran. The Pella is, the Kasha is, this is what Tosis asks, the whole discussion of this Brisa is, what would you say without the Pasuk of Goyal Yegoyal? How do you know Makdash saw the Babay? How do you know Makdash can be the Negel Chatzon? How do you know it? It's on our chart. You know it from him, Goyal Yegoyal. Yeah? How did Reb Shimon know Moicha Bayis Bat Rechoyim is Negel Chatzon? He learned it from Makdash. He said, if we see by Makdash in Minigal Chatzon, then the same svar should apply by Bayis Bat Erichoyim. So one second. What if you didn't yet know by Makdash in Minigal Chatzon? What if there was no pasuk of Goyal Yegoyal? So you wouldn't know yet. There'd be no right to what Reb Shimon said. You'd say, hey, Nigel. We'd have other rights. We'd have no mucker to say Nigel. It's hey, Nigel Chatzon. So what in the world was Gemara asking Akasha for? Why did Gemara have to say Harab Shimon Harabon? Just say it's Harab Shimon. This price is not Akasha Harab Shimon. This price is discussing what you would have thought without the Pasuk. Once you have the Pasuk and you know that Makdish is Negel Chatzon, then you apply Rav Shimon's Svara. The Bater Chaim is also Nigel Chatzar. What's the problem? Why are we making a machlokes out of this? That's Taisus Kasha. Let's read inside, yeah? Eisvei. He does hold the part. Yeah, he holds up the drasha. Vadi holds up the drasha. He's learning it from the drasha. But the Braisa doesn't apply that drasha about the Ari Chaim. But Taisus is asking is, yeah, but the Braisa is talking about if I didn't know the pasuk. My parich Reb Shimon, or my parich Reb Sheshes, who was, because Reb Sheshes was really the one who applied Reb Shimon's din to buy Bat Yerichayim. It's not a kash Reb Shimon, it's a kash Reb Sheshes. Yeah, that's why it changes. My gemara changes on the side. Okay, my parich. Maybe the Braisa does go according to Rav Shimon. You guys missed 25 minutes already. I'm not going to follow. You'll follow. Pay attention. My parich, what's the kasha? Maybe the Braisa does go like Rav Shimon. Maybe it's not a steer at all. That which we said according to Shimon, that you could be going to the Katzoyin. The Rabbi Lon Krab Makdish Go You Go. That's after we have the drasha by Makdish of Go You Go. But Shimon's whole svar is based on the fact that Bat Yerichayim is like Makdish, and once you know Makdish can be going to the Katzoyin, that teaches you the same svar should apply by Bat Yerichayim. Aval Hak Braiso. The Kamadain alive of Goyal Gatzon, marry him like next of him Goyal Gatzon. All Bryce is talking about what would I do without the Pasik. Tokhanamikamal El Shayokhul, Yokhul Bechule. That's what the Bryce means. Im Goyal Gatzon. And the whole, you read the Bryce, that's what it's saying. It's saying, and why do I need the Pasik? Because I would have thought, Bechule, Bechule, Bechule. No discussions going before you know the Pasik. No discussions come to say why you needed the Pasik. That's a different story. It's after you have the Pasik. Why are we asking? Why are we making machlekas out of this? Gaval the gupshat kasha. You had to be stumped on that when you were going to the Gemara. Yeah, before you knew it was Tosfos kasha. Huh?
He was probably stumped on this whole series.
I made a try. I told him to make a chart today. Yeah, I spoke out this chart today. I'll write it down later. The Gemara. Good chart. Okay. You hear the kasha? Gaval the kasha. Yishloimar demash malei kol shitas abraisa after via emes the bostik subnamen go yegoel. Taisa says no. The Gemara understood that the dinam the Braisa is using to learn out from the Braisa held are true even after the pasuk. The Gemara understood that the Braisa was saying that these dinim are true even after the pasuk. So the Braisa brought from the din of Bat Yerichayim Ein Nigel L'Chatzon. It means that that din remains even after the pasuk. How do you know? How do you know? The lavar, because if not, amay nokat kol shita zu she'ina kayemis. Because if the Braisa was only using svaras that are not true l'maskana, it could have said better. It could have used. Say you could have brought other rayas, different rayas that are truly in the maskana. Why should it bring these this sheet of Shayna Kayam? It's a matzah min kit kavachayim evad ivri. It could have brought the kavachayim from evad ivri. My evad ivri should have a koychol shu yoytzi be yoyvel. He does go out in yoyvel, and I feel walki in the life of a goyel lekatzoyin. Still, you can't be goyel lekatzoyin. Get the besomich, like we say later on by the evad ivri over here. Makdish shuhura koychoi imigia yoivel. The makdish that once yoivel comes, he loses it forever. Aid in the gelis, when it's collected to the kohenim, it goes to the kohanim. Aid in the gelis, if the Braisa wanted to prove that if you have a weakness, that if you have a strength, that you get it back in yoivel. And afal pichain, it's aid in the gelis, so then by makdish kavach koime, where you lose it in yoivel. You should not be able to go to the Katzon. The Gemara could use Evad Ibi to prove that. He also goes out in Yoivil. And yet he's not Nigel the Katzon. Kavachmai, but the Makdash, not be Nigel the Katzon. So if the whole logic of the Braisa is a logic which falls off the Maskana, which is what I wanted to tie in the, so then that Shver, because those Toysos could have used the Dippin Raya, which the Ebedivi Raya, which is something that stays forever. So it's a stronger Raya to use something which is ironclad, which is not, which you can't change back and forth, and to use something which changes. So if it would be true that the Braisa was holding this changes the Maskana, then we would have had a kasha. Why not use Ebedivi, which is more, it's a more stark Raya, it's something which stays even the Maskana that it's in the Gulachatzon. Ela Kokach Mukhruch, it's not true. This also stays the Maskana, and that's how we knew that according to the Rabbanon, a nigel by Bater Echoimah. That's what Taisa says. And why would it be better to use Eved Ivri also? Look what he says. Why would it be better to use Eved Ivri? Like, because if you would have used Eved Ivri, you wouldn't have a kasha on that. Right? Because we used over here Moicher Sodeh, and in that we had a kasha, we had to prove about the Erechaimo. When Eved Ivri, that wouldn't be a kasha. Because Eved Ivri could be going right away. Ela Pshita, the Hayuchich Mari, after Fia Emes, bust the custom Goy Gol. It's going even the Fia Emes. Ah, Stam is, so now Stam you have a kasha. You told me become Mokum and Milo Nok and Haikab Khamim ever came with the Lake and Mifik Media Luya. Adrabba. So quite what I'm saying now, Lamaskana, why not? Why didn't we use Evidivri? If we would have used Evidivri, it would have been one step, not two steps. The Gemara, the Bryce used Moicher Soda Achuza. And on that, I had a kasha that you cannot be going right away, and I had to prove it for Bat Erechaim. Had the Bryce used Evidivri, it would have been a one shot deal. Everybody could be going right away. He goes out and Yoyvel, Apal Pichain is Ein Nigel Lechatzon, and that would have been Uriah. Teretz is Uriah, but it's better to learn Yeshlam with Soda Misoda Deepa Lady Melech. The Bryce wanted to learn for other halachot of Soda, because that's preferable than to learn from Evidivri. Atkan Devre Toysvis. Yeah, good. We're up to Bar Minei, Rabuna, Bar Chilin, and Rav Sheshes. The next sugya is, you listening? The next sugya is Bar Minei, Rabuna, Bar Chilin, and Rav Sheshes, right here, what we got up to?
To the two dots.
Start preparing now. Oh, the Bible, I don't know yet. Let's first see everybody get through the Gemara in time. Jimmy missed me yesterday. I'm sorry I couldn't be here yesterday. I tried to call you last night also. For one day yesterday, I did everything my wife does, sort of, but not everything.
It seems to be a series,
but I kept everybody alive. Whoops. Mamish possible. Impossible. My wife was in bed the entire day.
It's unacceptable.
Okay. If I use something else, I've seen that
still. I didn't use Batei Rechamat in, yeah.